Hi, this is Dina Biluigi from Queen's University. I've used audio files quite a lot in my teaching. I've used them to describe key concepts that I've been teaching so that people can access them in their own time. I've added voice to presentations that I've made and videos, but the most useful for my purposes really haven't been for the sort of recapping or delivery aspect of teaching, but particularly with feedback. Students of mine that were at a distance, particularly with supervision, I would record my feedback, an audio version. So I would have written feedback within the text that they sent me, but I would either send an audio recording just to give them a general sense of what I thought of it, a sort of tone, and global feedback. And then at times I also was clever enough or whatever to use software to record comments and link it to specific aspect of texts. For some reason, the platform that I was using doesn't allow that anymore, but for a while it did with Google Docs. And that worked very, very nicely too. It was a much quicker way of providing feedback than typing. What participants told me is that the reason why they would click on audio files, particularly in relation to feedback and in relation to assessment, because I'd sometimes do podcasts on expectations for assessment, is that in my voice they were better able to discern what I gave value to. I find this quite disturbing that they would be looking for that, particularly because my participants were usually academics themselves, but it just shows that that is what we do often, is try to get a sense of the tacit sense of what the lecturer gives value to. So that was the benefit that they provided. But for me, the interaction with distance learning students was really to give a personal sense, and also that often written feedback can be misinterpreted, emails can be misinterpreted, and tone of voice, when you say to somebody, "It's okay, what you did was good," or "This part really needs work, but I think you can do it," that the affective aspect of the interaction comes across far more strongly with an audio. Another benefit is those participants of courses who are not first language English speakers would often find it easier to have both the written and the audio. And those from cultures, I used to teach in South Africa, from cultures where the audio and oral traditions are still so much a part of their way of being, then it's a lot, I don't know, it has a benefit there. So in terms of tips that I would give to people, I can only talk from my own context and experience, is that the imperfect is fine. The imperfect is human, and so trying to do the perfect audio and spending hours on it is actually a complete waste of time. To try and keep things short, it's my challenge, but it's a tip. And so that really is what I wanted to tell you, particularly about audio feedback.